Well, listeners to the show will remember that we were delighted to have an interview with Dana Countryman and Jean-Jacques Perret back in March, I believe it was, in Gateshead, when the two fine gentlemen were in the country playing as part of the festival that was taking place there. And I'm absolutely over the moon to say that we've got them back again for another interview, because their brand new album, Destination Space, is coming out very soon. And I've been very, Dana, you're very kind enough to send me an advance copy of it. So thank you very much, gentlemen.
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome.
You're welcome, mon ami.
And it's another absolutely amazing album. One of the things I particularly love about the album is that it very much retains the spirit of those old Vanguard recordings that Jean-Jacques made back in the 1960s. And I was wondering whether that was a very key feature, if you like, of the album, to retain that, the spirit of those recordings.
Well, you know, I have a personal style. This is my personal style, you see. And I want you to know that I am a fan of science fiction and also for humor. So I never did anything else than regular songs for people other than my natural style, humor and science fiction.
And I think the other thing to add is it's really important to maintain the Jean-Jacques Perret sound that he's so famous for. And so we really did try hard to not only continue to add his crazy sounds, but also some of the traditional acoustic instruments that he always has used, acoustic guitars and acoustic drums. And it's a combination of electronic sounds and also live musicians that really make it sound human to me.
There's a concept that opens up the album and then sort of closes the album down. Would you be able to tell us a bit about that?
I can tell you. You know, this record happens to be a kind of message for humanity. You see, I am afraid a little bit of the future, because mankind is polluting the planet, and we don't know where we are going to. You see, the first symptoms is the earth is heating and is completely messed up, you see. So we don't know what will happen within 30 or 40 years. So this CD is a message for the humanity, and I say, please stop polluting, be careful, and respect the nature, respect your environment, respect the animals, respect the nature. And this is this kind of message I wanted to put in this record. And Dana agreed with me, so we were on the same wavelength. You see what I mean?
I remember when we started talking about this project, we already had two of the ideas for the songs, the Destination Space tune and also the Beyond the Milky Way tune. And it was our idea to make those sort of musical bookends to begin and complete the CD. And in between, we could have some other styles, but the main feeling was the idea of exploration into space and preserving the planet.
Yes, preserving from radiation, for atomic radiation, preserving for all kind of stupid things that could be avoided if we are careful to respect the nature and our planet. It's just a question of respect, you see? That's all. So I would like this message would be transferred thanks to this record. Maybe it's my last record. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen?
No. I'm sure that's not true, John. Yeah.
That's what you said. That's what you said last time, Jean-Jacques.
I say that all the time, and I say that when I started to have 60, I said, "Oh my God, I'm getting old." I'm 70. Oh my God, 70. I did not know I could reach this time. And now in 80 it was the same thing, and in 2008 I said, how long am I going to last?
Well, you have to admit there aren't too many 80-year-olds recording CDs at all. And never mind futuristic science fiction spy rock, you know.
No, it's amazing. It's
look, for instance, Les Paul.
Yeah.
He's more than 80 years old and he's still playing.
He's more than 90 years old. I think he's 91, isn't he?
90 years old. Oh, my God.
He still plays. I think he still plays a weekly set, doesn't he, in New York?
Yeah,
I think he's still playing.
In New York. Oh, fantastic.
Let's go see him, Jean-Jacques. we'll be in New York.
Dana, I remember you sent me an email that you were describing this as being more rock and roll than the last album. I wasn't entirely sure what you meant by that at the time, but now I've heard the album, I can absolutely see where you're coming from, especially on tracks like Funky Little Space Girl and Agent 29's Escape. And I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about how you came to take things in that direction musically.
Well, originally Jean-Jacques wrote a tune, started a tune called The Mysterious Mr. Him. And that was an idea that Jean-Jacques had to do a spy tune. And I said, well, that's an excellent idea. Why don't we make part of the album spy tunes and part of the album science fiction? And then we always have to have a few of the humorous tunes, which is Jean-Jacques' trademark, actually. But we decided to do a couple spy rock tunes, and that was a lot of fun. It was a style that neither one of us, well, actually, I had never done, but of course, Jean-Jacques did a song called Mr. James Bond back in the 60s. That was definitely spy rock. And as far as the funk tune, the Funky Little Space Girl, this was a style that neither one of us had ever tried. Right, Jean-Jacques?
Exact. It is the first time that we tried this kind of rhythm, and I think it works well.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
I was talking to a musician yesterday who plays a lot of funk music, and he said, the thing about funk music is you always have to land hard on the first beat. And I didn't think about that, but that's true. It's like funk.
Yes, that's true.
Funk. Like that.
One, two, three, four.
It's an accent on the one. So anyway, it was a lot of fun to do this style, and of course we had to keep the crazy sounds of Jean-Jacques' famous library of sounds, like Spike Jonze, electronic Spike Jonze, thrown in every once in a while. And we also found a great electric sitar player, and his name is Mark McVitie. And he actually played on a couple songs on our CD, including the Funky Little Space Girl. He did awesome
that's
job.
Right.
Awesome.
That track has just about everything I love in music. has the Jean-Jacques Perret sound. It has a bit of funk, and it has some great electric sitar playing as well.
Well, you know, our good friend is Vinnie Bell, who played on all of Jean-Jacques' Vanguard records. And I just talked to Vinnie the other day because I sent him a copy of the album. And I mentioned to him, because, you know, Vinnie invented the electric sitar.
That's right, yeah.
And we really wanted, Jean-Jacques and I really wanted to get Vinnie on this CD, but it just didn't work out. And I asked him, did you listen to the electric sitar? And he said, fantastic, the guy's great. So we got the Vinnie Bell seal of approval.
That's quite an accolade, yeah. So does this mean that we can look forward to more funk rock from the two of you then?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's a one-time experiment.
Hey, who knows?
Who knows? Well, on our last CD, we did a little bit of a techno-disco thing with the Furioso Disco, and that was a style neither one of us had really done at that time. So with each CD, don't you think so, Jean-Jacques? We like to try one style that's new to us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we will see if we can make this kind of rhythm, any kind of rhythm, it will work with the loops. You see what I mean?
Maybe we'll do a hip-hop tune next time.
Why not?
Yeah, you should do.
You see, the retro music is successful nowadays.
Well, we're definitely retro, that's for sure.
You're retro-futuristic.
That's it.
I am proud of to do retro music.
Absolutely.
Because the mood comes back to the past a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it is very rewarding to do retro music.
Well, it is retro, but it's also, it still remains, Jean-Jacques, it remains still far ahead of its time, and that's what I love about it as well. I mean, it's stuff that you know, that you call it retro music, but it's futuristic music as well.
It's futuristic at the same time,
yeah.
In a certain way. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. I think that's why so many rappers and hip-hop guys have sampled you, Jean-Jacques, because your style was ahead of its time, and they're continuing to go back into your sounds, and, you know, like Dr. Dre and Ice Cube and all those, or Ice-T, I guess it was. Because you were ahead of your time, and you're still ahead of your time.
I don't know, really. I am completely messed up. I don't know what... I am living in a century which I don't belong.
You're timeless, Jean-Jacques. You're timeless. You live outside of time.
Maybe. That's possible. Yes. That's possible. I can live in the future, I can live in the past, but now I want to live now.
Could you say how you actually put the album together? Was it any different to the way you recorded Happy Electropop Music Machine?
Not really, very similar. Jean-Jacques would send me mini discs of unfinished songs he was working on, and then I would work on them and complete them, and also I would send unfinished songs to Jean-Jacques, and he would do the same thing, and we continued to use Skype, like we're using right now for this interview, and we talk every week for at least an hour, and also send MP3s back and forth by email to listen to sections of music closer, and so even though we are apart most of the time, musically, we're in symbiotic osmosis, as Jean-Jacques says. And so we're on the same wavelength, even though we're on separate continents. But it was actually created in a very similar way to the Happy Electropop Music Machine. We brought in some of the same musicians, especially our favorite drummer, Rick Bowen, and he's a definitely important part of our team. Same record company, we're still with Oglio Records.
Yep.
Very soon, it'll be on iTunes and Amazon.com, and
right.
I've already seen it on a bunch of internet music stores.
I noticed on your MySpace page, you've got 3 dates coming up in New York, Montreal, and Lausanne, is that right?
Yeah, but Lausanne is completely apart. Lausanne is in Europe, and of course I cannot tell the organizers to bring Dana from US, and it would cost too much. And I had the idea to ask to a friend of mine whose name is David Shazam.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I did also an album with him a few years ago. So he's helping me. He will be helping me on the stage. So I have a partner in Europe.
We're very excited about doing these 2 shows together in New York City. Yeah. And also in Montreal. And Jean-Jacques, for you, coming back to New York, it's like coming home again.
Yeah, exactly. I am coming back to the place I started to do what I am still doing now. So it's a beginning again.
Jean-Jacques, have you been back to New York City very much since
never.
That? No?
Never.
Really?
Wow. No, I went to Dana's place on the West Coast, Seattle, Everett.
But in New York, Jean-Jacques, didn't you move to New York in 1960 and then you left around 1970, I believe?
Yes, I came back to Europe in 1970, so it was exactly 10 years.
So that's been, 38 years since you've been in New York City.
Exactly.
That's going to be a very special concert, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, because all my friends who are playing in my records will be there. Mm-hmm. Vinnie Bell, Angelo Badalamenti was. I don't know if he will be able to make it.
We're going to have dinner with him at least.
Yeah, at least, and also with Mal Meehan, our friend Mal is our favorite filmmaker.
Yes, he's been working on a documentary. In fact, there was a DVD's come out. Is that right?
Exact. Yes.
As a matter of fact, we're going to work on a special music video of the Funky Little Space Girl tune.
Oh, wow.
In Manhattan, the day before we do our concert. And Jean-Jacques and I have these spacesuits we had custom made. And we're going to be floating around upside down playing keyboards and all these crazy things. So Mal's directing and editing that. And it'll show up on YouTube eventually. And but also, Jean-Jacques, in New York, we're going to see Ed Friedner. He is the guy, brilliant recording engineer, that did all the engineering on Jean-Jacques' Vanguard records.
Oh, wow.
To me, when I listen to those Vanguard records, they sound like they could have been recorded yesterday. The quality and the way that he mixed in his stereo picture is just so great. And I actually have had a few conversations with him. Very nice guy. And Jean-Jacques, you haven't seen him in 38 years either.
No, I never saw him. Never saw him again.
But you told
so
me,
I will be happy.
I think you told me that in your contracts with Vanguard, you always insisted that Ed be your engineer on your sessions.
That's true, yes. I insisted to have him to take care of all the technical problems and the recording and even the mastering. He was doing the mastering of the record.
Oh, okay.
He's very talented. He's a fantastic guy.
Dana, have you been brave enough to send him copies of your albums?
I did send him a copy of the Happy Electropop Music Machine, which he liked a lot, and that was a big honor and a very nice compliment to get positive response, because I respect this man so much.
So you mentioned you're meeting up with some of these people in New York. Are any of them going to be actually taking to the stage with you as well? Or?
You know, we did invite Vinny to come up and play a solo, but he is too shy. I just talked to him the other day. He's a very good friend of mine and Jean-Jacques. And, it's too bad he won't come up. But we'll still have him stand up from the audience and take a special bow, because this guy is a genius.
Absolutely.
And just like Jean-Jacques, one of the nicest guys in the world. And so I'm so lucky to have two very good friends who are brilliant musicians.
Yeah.
Is Gershon Kingsley still based in New York, is he? Or?
Yeah, my daughter called him on the phone. Sometimes he's very shy. I hope he will be able to come.
That would be great.
Because I will be very proud to introduce him as my partner in the 60s.
This is sounding like quite a night to be at. What's the date of that particular gig, Dan, as you know?
Yeah, that's October 1st. It's at a club in Greenwich Village called Le Poisson Rouge. And isn't that the perfect kind of name for a club for Jean-Jacques Perret to be performing in? But it's a new club. It used to be called the Village Gate, which was a very famous folk club back in the 60s. And now they've completely renovated it and redesigned it to be a very classy performance space. So we're very, very happy to be going into there. And then we're going on to Montreal after that.